It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Talking about the nature of this rivalry, and it's hot right now. It's never really not been hot. It's just never been what it was, but that's life. Oh, limitless wonder. Things change. It can't be that way. There was too many stars involved way back when, but it's still great. It's back in a big way this week, and there's still plenty of stars involved. Don't get me wrong. You know, you might have the best defensive player and the best offensive player in the world in this game. You could certainly make that argument, whether you agree with it or not. The best defensive player and the best offensive player. And I'm not talking about Derrick Henry, because he's still up there too. You have a rejuvenated Russell Wilson. You have the Steelers as a huge story right now in the league. We'll dive into, you know, later in the week, you know, kind of in what state do we find the Ravens right now? Feels like a high-powered offense and a lot of troubles on defense. Our guy Rob Long's going to talk about that. I'm sure Patrick Queen's going to have some things to say this week, which I love. He's come on. We're going to have to ask Rob Long about Queen.
Oh, Patrick Queen has spoken this week about the Washington Commanders tight end, John Bates, that was very mad because him and Patrick Queen got into a tussle. So Patrick Queen tweeted, "Tried to dump me, so I dumped him. If he's still mad, I ain't hard to find."
I love that. I hope as Queen plays better that he pipes up more off the field, because he's very entertaining. One of the great video, whatever you call it, of all time, was when somebody on the Ravens, one of his former teammates, said, "The grass isn't always greener," and Patrick Queen simply posted a video of himself with what appeared to be a glass of wine or beer watering his lawn, which is unbelievable. A silent video. It was incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I actually asked him about that because we saw him at Celebrity Softball. And I was like, "Has the grass been greener on the other side so far?" And he's been like, "Yeah, really, really enjoying it here."
But I love that.
It was pretty funny.
We're going to ask Rob Long, because he was critical of Patrick Queen, and Patrick Queen clapped back at Long on Twitter. Or X, and for a while it looked like Rob might be right here, but I'm wondering if Rob watched the Commander-Steelers game, because Patrick Queen, I thought, showed out in that game. I thought that was his best game so far. You?
He was their best defensive player on that day. I mean, I know TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith are still disruptive despite having zero tackles, but Queen played as advertised with that contract he was given.
Let's go to a couple calls, and then I'll tell people what Mike Williams posted, apparently, about Aaron Rodgers.
Here's Vincent in Columbus.
Hello, Vincent in Columbus. What's up?
Hey, yeah, there's definitely a lot of animosity in the rivalry. I think of when Troy Palmer slammed Ray Rice in 2011 when he beat him in the head. I think of even last year, there was a video of Minka and Patrick Queen going at it before the game, which is funny now that they're teammates. But I do think there is a lot of respect just because they play a very similar brand of football.
Yeah, I hear that. And I think, as I mentioned before, it's the same thing with the coaches. I think there's an enormous amount of respect there. And very similar records, I might add, Wonder Twin. Next.
Let's go to Max in Monongahela.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, to all the points you made, I think this is going to be a huge game. But I think that it's going to have big-time implications to our playoff chances and seeding. I feel like too many times in the years past we're, you know, waiting for other teams to beat someone else for us to sneak in, and, you know, that's not a recipe to get playoff wins. And I think this game here will, you know, help position us at the end of the season where we're not counting on someone else and potentially have a home playoff game.
For sure. Home playoff games, I think, make it, obviously, a huge difference. But at the same time, as I mentioned yesterday, I'd feel really good as a Steeler fan, no matter how these games go, like assuming they at least split here and win 10, 11 games, in the knowledge that the Steelers can beat anybody. Like, I expect highly competitive games here, like the one we saw Sunday, like the one we saw between the Ravens and Bengals, where it's going to be a kick or a bounce. But the beauty of that is I feel like the same thing's going to happen in the playoffs, almost no matter who the Steelers play. And that's a good place to be, I think. Limits, there's something I forgot here that spices this one up. It's the Deontay Bowl as well.
Oh, yeah, Deontay, because he's really been a factor for the Ravens in two games.
Is he going to run backwards onto the field?
He might not even get onto the field.
You think he'll be a healthy scratch?
I think he'll play, but the amount of snaps that he gets is going to be limited.
I know, but that just adds a tiny little dash of spice. We have the Patrick Queen. We have the Deontay factor. We have Lamar and T.J. Watt and Roquan Smith and Derrick Henry and Russell Wilson and George Pickens, who, by the way, and I think this was the best play of Kenny Pickett's career. Kenny Pickett dropped the dime on George to beat the Ravens last year. You remember that one?
I was there.
You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
We were all high on Kenny the next day, weren't we?
We were waiting for the play, just waiting for one moment to get behind from Kenny. Well, rain from Pickens at that point.
He gave us one.
And it was fool's gold.
It was a nice throw, I'll tell you that. At least he beat the Ravens twice. How many times did Kenny? What was Kenny's record against the Ravens? I know he beat him twice. Did he beat him a third time? Because the two times he beat them that I'm thinking of were quite memorable. In the meantime, Limits, there's a headline on the Post-Gazette. Four ways to enjoy apple cider without drinking it. Do I dare click on that story? What do you do? Inject apple cider? What are they talking about?
Remember
here?
When Pickett was hurt on like the third or fourth play of the game against Baltimore?
Yes, I do.
So he ended up going 2-1, I believe, but it's really 2-0. Okay. I mean, you can't factor into that decision.
On to the apple cider. Do you find that headline rather curious?
No.
Four ways to enjoy apple cider without drinking it?
I don't like apple cider.
Okay. Seems to be beside the point. Who's next?
Let's go to Joe in Robinson.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. Joe and Nuken, I got two points. Joe and Nuken, he took the wind right out of my sails for that point because I had this conversation with my buddies yesterday. It's the greatest rivalry of the century. There's no question about it in the NFL. I mean, it's not even close. Maybe Jerry Jones versus the Sun, but other than that, I don't really see anything that's like it.
Jerry Jones and the Sun. Did you see that story, Limits?
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb lost a
curtains.
Ball. He lost a ball in the Sun, and now they want curtains. Is taking the wind out of your sails the same as stealing your thunder, or a little bit different?
A little bit different. I'm not as crushed. Thunder is more crushing, whereas sails, I'm still feeling good. You know.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
The second point, baseball, to answer your question about the greatest rivalry in Pittsburgh, baseball and hockey have really done themselves a disservice the last 10, 15 years with their scheduling. I don't care to see the Calgary Flames twice a year or the San Jose Sharks twice a year. I want to see the Flyers and Islanders 6 or 8 times a year like we used to back in the 2010s.
I'm with you.
Same thing with, I mean, baseball, we used to see the Cardinals, what, 15 times a year? Now it's down to 8, 9? That's how rivalries get developed, and I mean this is going more the Ravens Steelers direction, but I wanted to answer that question.
Well, they really get developed, and I do agree with you on that point. They really get developed by the teams being good, and college football is the same way. With all the money chasing happening, it's been at the cost of rivalries in some cases.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Next.
Let's go to Frank in Freedom.
Frank in Freedom. There's a little too much alliteration there. Is this Bob?
I vetted him. I think he's okay.
Frank, what's happening?
This is on the up and up. This is good.
All right.
Hey, Joe, you remember back 1970 when the AFL merged with the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
And Art Modell was a big wig. He was the owner of the Browns, but he was also a big wig in the NFL. And he said that he agreed to the merger as long as the Browns and the Steelers remained in the same division.
Yes.
So, actually, the Browns or the Steelers-Ravens rivalry is really the old Browns and the Steelers.
Well, that's a good point, too. He raises a good point because they kind of switched franchises there. Did you want to add to that? Is he gone?
He's gone.
I'm sad to hear that because it sounded like Frank and Freedom wanted to make another point. He's right. I mean, technically, it's still Steelers-Browns, Steelers-Ravens. Right, Limits?
I guess, but I mean, it's a completely different city. It's a different organization.
But it's still Steelers-Browns. You understand his point.
I do. I get it. I don't agree with it.
All right. You've become very disagreeable today. Very disagreeable, but I actually like that.
We were very agreeable yesterday.
And it's actually refreshing here. You came up with the first take of the day. I think it's a top five rivalry in the history of the NFL. And I'm going to do that off the top of my head right now. I've been watching football religiously since, the early to mid 1970s. My dad was a history professor at Damon College in Buffalo. He had a little study that had a bunch of books that I didn't care to read in it. But in that study was a yellow couch with a radiator next to it. Yes, we heated our homes with radiators. Do people still, Limits?
I think so.
Or is it more central heating that blows through?
Mostly, depending on if your house is old or not.
This was a radiator. So I would curl up with a blanket and sit there from 12:30, the pregame show, all the way till 7 o'clock or thereabouts watching football. That's all I would do.
Do you remember when Buddy the Elf was scared by the radiator in Elf? You remember that? He had to call his dad. He was scared of the radiator making sounds.
I love the radiator because you might have heard it got awfully cold in Buffalo. So you'd have wind blowing through the house, but I would cling to the radiator and simply watch football. So the greatest rivalries in NFL history in the Super Bowl era since I've been watching in the 70s. You know, Raiders-Chiefs is up there. For sure. Packers-Bears is up there. Washington-Dallas is up there. Although Washington was so bad for so long that it sort of ruined the rivalry. And Dallas, too. What else comes to mind in the history of the league? Steelers-Raiders, even though they weren't in the same division, to me was the rivalry of the 70s. Bills-Dolphins is a great rivalry. I'll put Steelers-Ravens, though, in the top five. I'll put it in the top five. I have a special place in my heart for Chiefs-Raiders for some reason for all these years. I really do.
Historians love Packers-Bears. They just love it.
Packers-Bears is incredible. And I used to love the Packers when I was a kid. I cried when they lost one day. They had a backfield of John Brockington and MacArthur Lane. I used to get very frustrated at the results of sporting events. And I don't know why, because no one else in my family cared. Why me?
You were a Vince Lombardi guy, Bart Starr.
No, he was gone by then, so was... I'm not that old. I didn't watch the 60s Packers, for God's sakes, Limits.
Seal here and a seal here in the alley.
That's Ron you're thinking of. He grew up following Red Grange and people like
George
that.
George Halas.
Jim Thorpe.
Curly Lambeau. He watched Curly Lambeau before they named the field after him.
His favorite hockey player was one-eyed Frank McGee. I came along in the 70s, for God's sakes. But I'm putting Steelers-Ravens. I'm saying it's the best rivalry of the 21st century and one of the great rivalries of all time because now it's reached the point where it's right at about a quarter century worth of years of this where it's been at least good and often great and always memorable, no matter the cast of characters. And it's back in a big way this week, and I'm fired up. I'm excited for this game. Like I said, wherever you want to start, I'll start with they have the best offensive and defensive players in the world in this game, arguably. Would you agree with that? I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, I think I would. And, you know, the way that rivalries can just enhance our viewing experience, and a couple of texters have pointed out Steelers-Cowboys, 49ers-Cowboys. Like, it's good for sports. you can't have a good rivalry unless teams are good. Like, if it's just two teams, like, if let's say the Steelers and the, like, think about this. Do you consider Cincinnati and Cleveland to be a good rivalry right now, other than anything geographically?
I never thought about that rivalry that much.
That's
although it is
the
state of Ohio. It is the state of Ohio. Yes, you're right about that. Tell us about what Mike Williams said that could be interpreted as a little shot at Aaron Rodgers. Do you have that information?
Well, Mike Williams tweeted out a picture, and our guy Andrew Filippone also put it out there on Twitter, where it was him celebrating a touchdown in the end zone with a caption, thankful, with a couple different hashtags. Hashtag whole lotta, hashtag we back, hashtag red line. And you know what the red line means.
Yeah, that was Rodgers saying he threw the ball on that imaginary red line in whatever game that was, and old Mike Williams veered from the red line, so it was his fault that the ball got picked off.
Red line, goal line, touchdown Mike Williams, never happened in New York with Aaron.
So he put the words red line. Did he also put a little symbol, like a green symbol, that indicates he was taking a shot at the Jets? I think he did.
Oh, he put a little snake in the post.
I think a green snake or something. Green.
Well, yes, that's the color of the snake.
Oh, my God. Is he referring to Rodgers as a snake there? I don't know about that. Or is that a different kind of symbol? I don't know. But it seems clear somewhere in there he's taking a shot at his former team. And, man, is it enjoyable to watch the demise of the New York Jets and how Russell Wilson is better than Aaron Rodgers. What are their salaries this season? Limits? How much are the Steelers paying Russell Wilson? $1
million? $1.2 million.
And how much are the Jets paying Aaron Rodgers? Could you look up his cap hit right now?
A lot of money.
What a joy it is to watch this happen.
3 years, $112 million is his deal.
I love that.
Which means that he is signed for next season as well. His base salary is only $3 million. How they were able to mess around with that cap number. $17 million is his cap hit.
Yeah.
$66 million is his dead cap hit.
Oh, man. I just love watching this. And the game last night, any thoughts on that ball game? I think what was true holds true, that Miami with Tua is a team to contend with. They're a pretty good team. I'm not the hugest Tua fan, but he's a good quarterback. I think that's sort of undeniable. And that with him running the show, they can beat people. You know, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender, but they can beat. They're a good team. Slightly above average with Tua. Did you see him make that tackle? Oh, my God. Did you see the highlight of that?
That was a battle of fool's gold in the game for me. Fool's gold between the Rams and Miami. The team that everybody thinks can compete and be pretty good in the AFC, and the team that everybody thinks can compete and be pretty good in the NFC going at up against each other. Because, I mean, with Matthew Stafford, they've won a couple good games against...
That's two times in a row that you've completely ignored the topic that I was on. Limits.
No, I did not see Tua's tackle.
Okay, all you have to do is say that. Then I'll throw it back for a take on the game. The tackle was almost the story of the game. Look it up while we're doing this. Go to X and type in Tua tackle. It was insane. It was an interception return. And not only did he try to tackle the guy, like got right in the mix on the sideline, he stuck his head in there.
He went head first.
What is he doing?
Yeah, that's not smart.
I mean, in a way, I guess if you're a teammate, you respect it, but you also say, just what I was saying. Man, we're good with you. So don't do that. It's only an interception return. Run off the field. That's crazy.
And there were three Dolphins teammates around him, too, that could have made the tackle.
Right. Like, what is he... I guess just the competitive instincts take over there, don't they?
I guess. I mean, he was the guy that had the best line of direction to the defender with the ball, but still... I mean, maybe your football instincts just take in at that point. You know, after you throw an interception, you want to try to slow up the guy and not reach the end zone. So I understand it from that perspective from Tua, but sometimes you have
crazy.
To just get out of the way and not hurt yourself.
It's absolutely crazy. But back to the four ways to enjoy apple cider without drinking it. Putting aside your distaste for apple cider, you don't consider that an odd headline? How else do you enjoy apple cider other than drinking?
Is it a New York Post headline?
No, it's a Post-Gazette headline. Like I said, do you inject it, apple cider? What are we talking about here?
I think that would be one.
I guess you could put it in different recipes like muffins or maybe sauces, something like that. It's just the headline really took me off guard there because I always thought of here's apple cider beef stew. Does that entice you?
No. So what are the reasons? What are the ways to eat it?
I just told you.
Apple cider beef stew.
You put it in muffins. You put it in sauces, like the apple cider beef stew. You pour a little cider in there for a little jolt, I guess. I once drank jolt with rum and wound up in an emergency room. Did I ever tell you that story?
You have a lot of experiences in emergency rooms.
Jolt was high-powered Coca-Cola. It was, you know, like these energy drinks you see today. And I mixed that. I bought that. I don't know, for some reason, the place I was at, maybe there was no Coke available. So I bought Jolt instead and drank that with my rum. And I wasn't just a one drink kind of guy at that point. And it ended poorly. I can tell you that. Too much Jolt.
They didn't put a jolt in your step. It ended your jolt.
They should have.
It jolted you backwards.
I should have drank apple cider. How about cider glazed root vegetables with apple and tarragon? I can see you eating that, can't you?
No.
And then finally, the glazed apple cider cake. So, yeah, okay. So she's saying that the ways to ingest apple cider without drinking it are varied. And for some, quite exciting.
Why? Why? Who cares? I mean, I don't know. Is it this big of a deal? Are we trying to do pumpkin pie next? The next way to eat pumpkin flavors or peppermint?
It's right under the Deontay Johnson headline that he has yet to make an impact in Baltimore. Why don't we talk about some of the storylines to this game? Plus, Limits, you read for me about 9 clips you had today. What was the best one, in your humble opinion, that you'd like to play next? Because all of them reached out and spoke to me in one way or another.
Ooh, there's a lot of good ones, like Big Ben and Spence reacting to the Commanders jumping off sides.
That is what I wanted to hear when we were talking on the phone today. All right, it's 11:01. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with premiums at 724-443-5610. 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating. All right, I'm coming clean here. I quit caffeine yesterday, and I'm struggling.
You quit?
Yeah, I can't read things. I can't see clearly right now. I have a headache that it feels like somebody split my head with an axe.
What are you, in withdrawal?
Yes, I'm in withdrawal. It's a drug. Didn't anybody tell you? I'm also highly irritable, obviously. And I apologize for snapping on you like that. Just so you know, moving ahead.
Completely okay.
The baseball card castle in Cranberry is where we get Starkey's Card of the Week. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. You know what they say about quitting addictions like this, Malzy, Fulzy, Limits, whatever your name is. I can quit anytime I want. Staying quit is the problem. Have you ever tried to quit something that you're addicted to? I think wiffle ball might be the closest for you. Right?
Yeah, you know what ends up happening? I lose in the championship, and I had to take like 4 months off because I'm mad.
I know.
Yeah.
I know you are. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.